Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this week's episode of What the Health Just Happened, where we talk about all things healthcare, community, business, and life. The goods, the bads, the ups, the downs, the lefts, the rights, and everything in between. We're fortunate also to bring on a variety of guests way smarter than I am to talk about all things healthy versus not healthy in Northeast Florida and around the world. Today is no different as we bring on a second-time guest. This is your second time here.
Second time.
However, this time you're representing Telescope Health, who I love. You guys have been on now three times. So nice. I'm not keeping score, but I'm keeping score.
All right.
Huge project, huge announcements with the city of Jacksonville. We'll get to that, talk about it a lot. But I have to intro you first, which is always awkward.
Yeah.
Okay. Please welcome my friend, an expert in population health.
That's beautiful.
Oh, it's Macho Man. I do love this. You have your master's in healthcare administration. You show some expertise here from the University of North Florida.
Swoop.
We like swooping here.
Nice.
You're also, by the way, the chair of the Brooks College of Health, the Dean's Council. Like, how does that work?
So it's a variety of healthcare leaders in the community that help shape the direction of the Brooks College of Health.
We're going to hit that too.
Aren't you on
the chief? Well, that's a different board.
Okay,
it's a different board.
Chief. All right. Health Population Officer. Is
Chief
that the title? Population Health Officer.
Yes.
Okay. Already butchered it. I love butchering the intro.
It's great.
It doesn't matter. Paul Sapia, not Sapia.
Correct.
I asked you how to say it correctly
you
the
got
last
it.
Time. Paul Sapia, let's go, man. Let's party.
Let's party.
Welcome to Thunderdome. So, new role.
Yes, sir.
Some big announcements.
Feats of strength.
Your feats of strength? Is that what you said?
I thought that was a new announcement.
Does he still work out, I think? We like to talk about healthy versus not healthy.
Yeah. Yep,
he's in good shape, man. Yeah.
Healthy.
You want to start with HealthLink?
Sure. Let's start there.
What is it?
That's a great question.
I've got a bunch of notes. I'll read the description and then you dive
Do you
in.
Want to read the description? Go right ahead. You got it.
HealthLink Jax, right, is a free virtual care service for Duval County residents who do not have health insurance. That's the biggest thing. A free service for Duval County residents that do not have health insurance. I assume it'll expand amongst other areas.
We are hoping.
That's the goal.
Random, what's the rough number you would estimate of people that aren't insured in Jax?
Oh, Eric's got it on the paper, but it's about 100,000.
Softball, baby.
So Telescope Health, you're new to what? Let's start there. What's the role? And then we're going to HealthLink Jax.
Sure.
Jax.
So joined Telescope Health back in March of this year.
Oh, geez.
So just about 6 months, I guess, in the role. So I am the Chief Population Health Officer, really looking at all of those things that happen within the healthcare system and then outside of the healthcare system. So if you think of population health, you've got the 15 minutes that you go see a doctor. That's one part of your health. But the rest of it that happens outside in the community, in your home, what you eat, the food you have access to, the sidewalks that you walk on, the safety within your community, the culture that you grow up in, all of that really impacts, they say, about 80% of your overall health. So a chief population health officer of population health is looking at the entire whole person health, so not just what you see at the doctor, the screenings, the blood tests and those things, but everything that happens outside. And how do we influence that to help you make better decisions to your health?
So patient walks into an office, physician's office. By the way, you said 15 minutes with your doctor. That's generous.
Yeah.
The average time with a doctor is 7 minutes or less.
Is okay. It really?
Yeah.
7 minutes with your PCP. Yeah. That's the average in the United States. So once you walk out of that building and go home, the other many, many hours of a week, those things, right? Yeah. The community you live in, access to education.
Food. Understanding chronic disease, you know, do you have high blood pressure? Do you have diabetes? Why is it important for me to take the medications that the doctor's telling me? Why is it important for me to watch the food that I eat? So really making it relevant to the person themselves and the environment that they grow up in.
Do you use ChatGPT or anything to look things up? It used to be Google. Now it's all ChatGPT.
I do, yes.
I'm going to read the definition
that
I definitely Googled.
Please.
ChatGPT. Population health is the study of the health of a group of people and the factors that affect their health outcomes. It's a holistic approach that considers a wide range of factors, including social, economic, environmental, and behavior factors.
That's better than me.
That's Google. That's not me.
Yeah. Out of curiosity, out of those, which ones do you think are maybe the most like overlooked when someone's thinking about their health?
That I don't know if I can answer that.
Okay.
Right? Is you've got health literacy, so understanding your disease. Right? I tell a story all the time about a pharmacist talking to a group of patients in a small black church up in North Jacksonville. And he was talking about the importance of taking your diabetic medication with food. This gentleman stood up and he holds a peppermint up in his hand. And he says, I take my medication and then I take a peppermint and then I lay down. And the pharmacist said, well, that's not food. Why do you do that? He said, well, because that's what my grandmother did. That's what my dad did. Mm. And that's what my brother does. Because peppermints are readily available, super inexpensive. And if you don't have access to food, and if you don't have the economics to be able to purchase food, then a peppermint is supposed to soothe your stomach. Take your medication, go lay down. And so that's population health when you think about it. It's what is your experience? What is your understanding of disease? And then what is the availability of food, transportation, safety, a support staff, right? And we talk all the time, one of the programs I did at my previous organization, we worked with young military families. They're away from their tribe. They don't have family. They're moving every 2 or 3 years.
Mm.
The spouse is deployed. The other spouse is at home with kids. They've got no support staff. So they're going to run to whatever fast food restaurant because they know their kids are going to eat it. Mm-hmm. And it's fairly inexpensive, takes no planning. And that's not necessarily the healthiest choice. And so that's kind of thinking population health on that side.
Food's a huge one, right?
Yeah.
I would say even to that, we had a coworker that used to be over OKV. And mm-hmm. him and I got into a huge argument one day because I always bring my lunch in. And he was like, it's cheaper to eat out every lunch. And I was like, absolutely. How
definitely
do you even
not.
Justify
yeah,
that? And
definitely
so that was
not.
A fun argument. But he's like, I was just always told that it was cheaper to buy a $5 sub then, you know, make a bulk whatever and have it for a week.
Yep.
Interesting.
It's funny, right? So I think how your environment, how you grew up. Mm-hmm. So let's start with diet. If you grew up eating garbage with your family, I'm not judging anyone because
sure.
I eat garbage with my family at least
yeah,
4 days a week,
yeah.
right? That's normal, right? If you
right.
eat cereal every single morning in your house, like when you're an adult mm-hmm. and you have children, it's easy. So environment's a huge one to me, like where you grew up, how you grew up.
Yep.
Food, we could talk about food for hours and hours and hours and hours.
Are we at an advantage living in Florida just from vitamin D alone? Like first living in a city? I know that sounds city. Or I used to live in Washington, D.C. where like you don't see the sun as much. Is that actually to our advantage that we just live in a climate like
that? I'm going
to let him.
Like,
but
like,
yes, there's benefits to being outdoors, right? And being active and not having, not having to be closed up for 2 or 3 months or 4 months throughout
sure.
the year.
Ugh.
There's benefits to that. Now, skin cancer and all those type
Fair
of things,
enough,
right?
Yeah.
And then if you think of a D.C. or New York or Philly, there's a lot of food options readily available.
True.
Some healthier, some not. You're using public transportation, so you're walking and you're moving. So here you're sitting in your car for a long time, right? So I don't know if I can answer that specific question. I'm going to let the clinician here.
I don't mind jumping on these grenades because I don't want anyone to get in trouble. Some people that come on the show is like, I don't want to say anything that'll get me in trouble. I'll get us in trouble. There's a ton of research about the benefits of vitamin D. The biggest thing is just getting outside and moving.
Yep.
But yes, natural sunlight. Again, you were about skin cancer, all that stuff. But I would say yes, as not a doctor, call your doctor for any medical advice. You have to say that now, right? Why do you think so many people are moving to Florida?
State income tax, and
just the sun.
Taxes
yeah.
matter, but I think it's a healthier state. You're outside more often. You don't have 3 months of rain or cold.
Yep.
That was something, even when I was looking at colleges, I remember I grew up in Philly thinking, oh, I want to move to Florida because everyone can just be outside and everyone's so much healthier there. I just feel like you can do stuff all year round. So.
And then the oven turns on.
Yeah, and then it's
time. Let's go back to Philly.
All right, let's we'll go back to population health here in a minute. And then, of course, we're going to say HealthLink Jax. Talk about the number a bunch. Telescope Health. Yes. We can add the show notes, previous episodes. Dr. Thompson, who's now the CEO, he's been on a few times. What's your role with Telescope Health now? Like, what's your goal and your role?
So, Chief Population Health Officer. So, this HealthLink Jax program is my baby. You know, I've been working on this with the city council, with Mayor Deegan's office. We've been kind of iterating this. Jennifer Ryan and I did a lot of work with the Critical Quality of Life Initiative with the city council about a year and a half ago. So I'm kind of helping to build this program, right? How do we get deep into a community, grassroots efforts, getting out to the people that need this program, that are uninsured, that utilize the emergency room as their primary care physician? If you think about it, healthcare is hard. And healthcare is hard if you have insurance, right?
Oh, gosh. Huh?
If you don't, yeah, no, Eric, believe it. Breaking news. So
water is wet, by the
yes,
way.
Exactly. Yeah. So if you have insurance through your employer, it's difficult enough. And you get a booklet that shows you all the things you need to do,
you could
right?
Say novel, yeah.
A novel. If you don't have insurance and you're not used to going to a primary care physician, you don't know what to do. So you don't start feeling good, then you get worse, and then you get worse, and then you go to the emergency room. And your kids are sick. They never get sick between 8 and 5 when your doctor's office is open. It's always at 10 o'clock at night, 1 o'clock in the morning, gosh, right? And if you don't have health insurance, you don't have a primary care, you run to the emergency room, you sit there for 6 hours. Sorry, emergency rooms. But, you know, you sit there and then you end up having to fight a bill. And even if you're uninsured, you're going to have to fight a bill.
You know, the average cost when you step foot in the ER, the average bill you're going to get in the mail?
10 grand?
5K. The second you walk in that door, minimum $500. That's what you're going to pay, period.
AHCA says here in this area, about $4,400.
Wow.
We'll round up to 5.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
That's all right. I mean,
So Northeast Florida, Duval County specifically,
right.
The second you walked in that ER room, parents, Medicare population, when you walk in that ER, you can anticipate a $4,400 bill.
Yep.
Minimum.
Yep. And if you don't have insurance, you got to fight it. You got to fight it. And then finally the hospital writes it off. And then who pays for it?
We all do.
Yep.
Yep.
All right.
So HealthLink Jax, could you walk us through the process that would avoid this emergency room visit?
Like, that's the whole point of this conversation. Yeah. HealthLink Jax, recent, I want to read a couple things. I like to read off these notes.
Yeah, yeah.
So October 7th, 2024, they announced this on multiple platforms. That you guys were with the mayor. It's a huge PR event. I got invited to it
photos.
And I couldn't go, but it doesn't matter. So they announced that it's officially live, HealthLink Jax. So qualifying residents call 904-925-CARE, 904-925-CARE, which is 2273. This is a platform for people who are not insured, 100,000 people in Jacksonville, where you can call. I'm going to let you take this over and talk about it.
Sure.
You call this number. What's your status? What's going on? Where can you go? Why should you go here? Why should you not go here? But go ahead.
So you call the number. You get a live person, patient service representative, takes your intake, what's your name, Duval County resident, you don't have insurance. If you need to see a doctor, we text a link to your phone or send an email to your device. You get on, you're in a virtual waiting room. Our care navigators, nurses, can come on and talk to a patient while they're waiting for the physician. Within a few minutes, physician pops on a video visit. You talk to a doctor. And then the objective of this is to get you back connected to primary care. So right now, Jacksonville has a great system, the Safety Net Collaborative of Jax Care Connect. So We Care, Sulzbacher, Agape, Community Health
great
Outreach,
organizations.
You know, and I left a few off. But so our goal is to become the 24-hour, 7-day-a-week access point for healthcare instead of the emergency room. So if you have a problem at 7 at night and your kid bumps their head or you bump your head and you want to talk to a doctor, you can call the number if you've got no insurance. We'll get you connected with a video visit, and then we can help get you scheduled with one of the existing safety net clinics. And so the whole purpose is to give somebody a medical home, right? So a medical home is not the emergency room. Medical home is a primary care physician, a family practitioner that's going to help you manage your care.
I would argue it's anywhere but the emergency room, unless it's an emergency.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I took some screenshots I'm going to show you in the commercial break. Perfect. Of like funny billboards. Emergency, not emergency. Emergency, not emergency.
Yep.
So targeting currently the uninsured, yep. Right? Not targeting like this. This is a free resource, which no one loves the term free.
Yep.
To avoid the ER, find you a place to navigate healthcare. Is this available to people that are insured?
So when you have insurance, we have options, right? So either we'll look up your health insurance status and find the proper provider for you, telemedicine provider or whatever, or there's a one-time fee that we'll charge. It's cash pay option. So if you do have that, you can utilize our service there. But really, this the intention of this program and the beauty of this program is it is for uninsured patients.
We're going to focus on JACS. Again, I read through this. By utilizing a virtual care platform, Duval County residents without health insurance can receive medical advice from the comfort of their homes rather than spending time driving to and waiting in a hospital emergency department. The biggest thing is divert from the ER, because the second you walk in there, how much you get charged in Jacksonville?
$4,400.
$4,400.
Trey wins.
He's not.
Is that plus taxes? Or I don't know. You get taxes.
This fact at the end of it. So during a two-month pilot of the HealthLink JACS program, saved an estimated $500,000 in emergency room visits. So in 2 months, this program, driving people elsewhere. This is from the press release that was put out.
Yep.
So who wants to do some math?
That would be a lot.
What's 2 times 6?
12.
Okay. What's 12 times 250K?
Yeah, we're not doing
calculator.
A lot of money.
Like, you have proof of concept. How long is this program open? Is this a 1 year pilot?
It's a 1 year pilot with the option for 2 additional years. So our goal, show the mayor and the city council that there is a significant ROI on this program and that we are helping to control the costs. Unfortunately, the city's on the hook for, you know, helping to reimburse for uncompensated care at the emergency rooms and the hospitals. And not that we're trying to take that away, but we're trying to help to kind of push some of that back a little bit, right? So it's not as expensive and it doesn't keep growing exponentially year after year. Plus providing access to care.
I would say two big things. It's avoiding unnecessary costs.
Yep.
And it's giving access to people that don't have access to something that matters. And, yep. And to me, whether it's telemedicine, primary care physician, pediatrician, don't go to the ER unless it's an emergency.
I know, but you know that. I just unfortunately think that people that probably come from these scenarios have no idea of that. Correct?
Well, that's what I was wondering. Like how many ER visits were actually necessary?
Yeah. 25%. Yeah.
So we tell stories, right? Mm-hmm. So one of the things we've got, one of our very first patients that we saw, and it's on one of our little flyers, but 20-year-old girl works at a convenience store, mm-hmm. makes about $12,000 a year. Ooh. She was on Sunshine Health, which is a Medicaid program, while she was pregnant. 2 months after she gave birth, she gets dropped off Sunshine because that's what the rules say. Mm-hmm. She's got asthma. So 9 times between January and July, she's going to the emergency room with her baby because she's got asthma exacerbations, right? And so,
a refiller,
so
inhaler too.
It basically refilled the inhaler, right? Oh, and so we were able to see her virtually, get her a new prescription for inhaler, and then connect her to one of the safety net clinics. So she now has a primary care provider. And the safety net clinic has after hours and weekend coverage. So she can get somebody right then, whether she's got the baby or not that day, you know, or that time, she can go and see a doctor at a scheduled appointment. And it's so much more convenient. And it doesn't cost her a thing.
Would you say most of the people that are going to fit into this program probably are, come from the scenario like this young lady, you know, probably working at a seeing store, firehouse, working at a...
Yeah, I mean, it could be, you know, restaurant workers, servers, dishwashers, bartenders, you know, and then the young invincible, right? I was 25 years old and I didn't have health insurance, and I remember
your parents are 26 now, by the way.
Right, but when I'm old, so you know, so they got me off early, and I remember going mountain biking with some friends down in Gainesville, and I hit a log and went over the handlebars, and the whole time I was going through the air, I'm thinking, please don't break anything, please don't break anything, you know, but you think about that, and you think about people that are job transitioning, you know, there's a whole list of people that qualify for this, even if it's just a temporary fix.
And even from the other side, because you talk about that, like, hopefully I don't get hurt doing this. I know in college I broke my hand, the same thing. I didn't go get it looked for 2 days because I was like, oh, man, I don't know, you know, weird insurance stuff, all that. So even from that side, of someone that doesn't go get it addressed and then it becomes a worse problem and then it does become an ER visit or something more expensive than it probably
would have been. Let's go back to that example you gave, right, the asthma exacerbation.
Yep.
Why was there an exacerbation? I'm guessing there was an inhaler, right?
Yeah.
So you have the conversation a week before that's empty.
Yeah.
Have it, refill it, super inexpensive. You don't have the exacerbation.
Right. And she's got a primary, she's got a primary care physician that says every 30 days you need to come in to get that medication, or every 25 days or whatever it is, right? And they're calling to get her scheduled.
Yep.
Or we can call for her.
Is it naive of me to ask, why did the ER not pick up that lady coming back that many times? Why didn't they put two and two together?
Doesn't matter. You can't.
Really?
So ERs, when you step foot, you cannot say no to a patient. When you walk in those ER doors, you cannot say no to that.
Okay. I wasn't aware of that.
We saw a gentleman that is a construction worker. We saw he went to the ER 36 times this year. Right.
He's a regular.
But that's I worked in the ER.
That's what is that times
you recognize
4,400?
Faces. Again, you're talking about dollars that they add up quickly.
Is it a misunderstanding not even knowing to have a primary kind of like
he's a construction worker. He works 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. and there's no doctor open.
Lowest barrier to entry.
Yeah.
Yep. Man, we're talking about a bunch of ER stuff. So we're almost commercial break. I know. HealthLink Jax. So available to anyone that does not have insurance. There's over 100,000 of you here in Jacksonville, eventually other cities. That's why, because some people listen to this in other cities. So,
well, and mentioning other cities, and I know we're coming up on break, but we are a national company. So we've got physicians licensed in Georgia and every other state. So if a Duval County resident goes outside to visit family to Georgia, and they're still a Duval County resident, they call, they say, I'm a Duval County resident, here's my address, and I'm in Georgia. Great, we'll get a Georgia doctor on the phone.
You can cross state lines.
Now we're talking.
Okay, Paul Sapia, not Sapia. I like saying that now because the first time I used to call him Paul Sapia, but it's not Sapia. The Chief Population Health Officer. That's a mouthful. HealthLink Jax.
Talk to Maddie T about that.
the cheapo. How do you say that? HealthLink Jax. We'll hit more of this in the second half. That's what the hell just happened. Welcome back to the second half of What the Hell Just Happened. If you're catching us here on the radio, you missed the first half. Good news is it's available on your favorite podcast platform under What the Hell Just Happened. If you're on the podcast and you made it 24 minutes in, congratulations, because Paul is boring as hell.
That's right.
I love you, man. I love you. We talked a ton about HealthLink Jax. We're going to hit that some more. Incredible program for anyone uninsured in Duval County. The phone number 904-925-CARE, 904-925-CARE. Paul, can I call you a friend?
Sure,
I think so.
Absolutely.
I think we're buds now, man.
Yeah, we played golf together.
We did. It was ugly.
Oh, it was really ugly, but that's make friendship.
We've hung out many times besides that, but we did golf together.
Yeah.
That was good stuff. Anyways, first half, I enjoyed it. Second half, we're going to dive some more into HealthLink Jax, Telescope Health, definitely UNF Health Symposium.
Swoop.
Swoop. We're going to do a lot of swooping in here. Healthy or not healthy? Remember the game?
Oh, I remember.
We love this. And we even got dumb hats that say hashtag healthy. It's ridiculous.
Nice.
Healthy or not healthy, managing people.
That's stressful.
<That's, laughs> Can I pass? No. So unhealthy at times when you have a lot of just people that don't think proactively, right? If they don't think about being preventative in their work. I think it's healthy, though, because it gives you more of a visibility on you yourself, right, and how you interact with people and maybe how to think about the job, right? If you've got some empathy, you can kind of see, oh, there is a barrier there and I need to change how I'm doing it or how we look at this or how we set a goal or a KPI, right? And so it can be very healthy.
Justin, healthy or not healthy, managing people?
Unhealthy. No. I agree with that. I think it's a learning experience.
It helps you improve yourself. Healthy or not healthy, adults wearing costumes on Halloween.
Ooh. Gosh, that's the most healthy thing you can possibly do.
Thank goodness.
Yes, absolutely.
Trey, healthy or not healthy costumes for adults?
Sure. I mean, why not?
We're giving out jello shots to adults.
Oh, jeez. Oh, in the neighborhood?
I went over the neighbors.
Yeah. And By the way, this airs Saturday after we're recording this.
Yeah. And if you're wearing spandex, it goes even better.
Healthy or not healthy health insurance?
Yipes.
That's tough.
That is tough. God, if you use it the right way, it can be healthy. If you neglect yourself and don't take advantage of the things that are available to you, it can be very not unhealthy, but unuseful.
Healthy or not healthy, Dr. Matt Thompson?
Healthy.
I'd say healthy for sure. Healthy. I love that dude, man.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Healthy or not healthy, Telescope Health?
Healthy.
Healthy?
Healthy.
I think
much,
so,
too. Much better company than I used to work for.
Oh.
He's been on the show before.
Don't Google it. But yeah, no.
Okay, healthy or not healthy, UNF Healthcare Symposium.
Absolutely healthy.
We're going to hit on that real quick.
Please.
Transition, then we'll go back to HealthLink Jax. So December 2nd and 3rd, it was scheduled about a month ago, or October.
Yeah.
Hurricanes hit. They had to reschedule it. Big event UNF puts on. Big healthcare symposium, 2 days, December 2nd and 3rd. What is it? What's the point of it?
God, the International Healthcare Symposium. They're bringing someone over from France this year, I believe.
There's a lot of people from out of town.
A lot of people from out of town. Healthcare leaders from across the country, across the region, and across the area come and talk about topics, right? You get to learn. You get to hear different perspectives. You'll get to hear Dr. Matt Thompson. He's awesome.
He's a moderator.
Yeah. So we'll be on a panel talking about HealthLink Jax and our integration with the Safety Net Collaborative. It's a great networking event. You meet a lot of awesome people. And UNF is just a great place.
Swoop.
We got a lot of UNFers in here.
Yeah.
December 2nd and 3rd, rescheduled. Great. It'll be about... Last I saw, 250 to 300 people, maybe more.
I think Dr. Periani said there was 600 registered for the 2 days.
Oh, so that's probably 300 a day.
300 a day or so.
Not bad.
Panel conversations. You can go online. I just Googled UNF Healthcare Symposium, but it's the International Healthcare Symposium. I want to read these. So you're on a panel from 11:45 to 12:30 on Monday, improving access to healthcare. Tuesday from 11 to 12:30, Digital Health and AI, moderated by Dr. Thompson, some familiar names. I got asked to join a panel about wellness and social media.
Beautiful.
I don't know, man. They're going to kick me off after about 5 minutes of talking, but we'll get to that. So International Health Symposium, December 2nd and 3rd at UNF. Swoop, I'll say it every time.
Free parking.
Free parking.
Oh, that's a huge plus.
It is.
Honestly.
back to HealthLink Jax, huge projects, worked for months to put this together. What was it like meeting with the city to prep for this? Then we'll get to like the announcement, what that was like.
I am so impressed by Dr. Joshi and Lynn Sherman and the city leadership and what they've done to help us build this, right? And setting up meetings for us with people that, you know, you've got to have trust. And you're coming at it from Telescope Health and talking to people that may or may not know us. It's great to have the city backing us and supporting us and saying, look, these are good people putting on a good program. And so super collaborative. Our safety net clinics, really collaborative. Even the city council members we've been working with are really collaborative with us.
I love name drops. So Dr. Joshi is the chief health officer for the city of Jax, which is a position that was, I think, created this last.
Yep, he's the first one.
Again, if you rank all the counties in Jacksonville, right, who's the healthiest versus one of the least healthiest, Jacksonville's pretty low down there.
Like 46 that are, yeah, 46.
I got to look it up.
67 counties, something like
Meanwhile,
that.
Meanwhile, yeah. One county south, guess the number two is in the state. Healthiest county in the state. St. John's County.
Yep.
Then you go up 1 mile. Anyways.
Does that have to do with age?
Just again, access to health care, social determinants of health, infant mortality is a big one.
Newer neighborhoods, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Jacksonville tends to be more established. When we look at the patients that we're really dealing with the city, Health Zone 1, Northwest Jacksonville, out east by the stadium, you know, those areas, you think about, you know, there's no grocery stores up there, very few, right? You've got UF Health up there as the hospital system. You've got, you know, sidewalks that are narrow and overgrown because it's old. There were no sidewalks, right? You don't have parks that you have in some of the newer sections of town, right? Arlington, another area, right, is regenerating and building and whatever. But for a long time, they just kind of dropped down, especially after Regency Mall kind of went away, right? So all those areas, you start to think about where the population is that doesn't access healthcare. That's kind of where we are. Then you look at Nocatee and those areas in St. John's County, big wide sidewalks, parks and water parks and pools and, you know, trails and little gyms in your neighborhood and all that stuff. So infrastructure wise, maybe, you know, a little newer thought process around health.
Sure.
Versus, you know, some of the older established neighborhoods that were built in the 1800s and whatever, you know.
If you look at time, right, 100 years ago, those zones were probably incredibly healthy.
Oh, absolutely.
The zone that I live in now didn't exist. Nocatee sure didn't.
Mine was palmetto trees.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a pendulum, right? So now these areas, zone one you're talking about by the stadium, I wonder when they rebuild the stadium. And then you talk about gentrification, which I'm happy to talk about. Some people don't like to talk about that, but it provides financial means to give access to healthcare. Then you're going to have more grocery stores in downtown that you don't have currently.
The money that the city and the Jaguars are investing, that $300 million, right, that they're looking at out east to enhance parks and, you know, provide for additional services there, things that, you know, were there maybe a while ago or maybe were promised a while ago and not there now, really providing opportunities for people. And so I think this is all part of it, right, is changing the thought process that people have around health and their well-being and just, you know, the way that they live their life, their lifestyle. If you're able to provide somebody a safe, well-lit park with grocery stores and parks, you're going to be a healthier person than if you have to stay inside.
It moves the needle. Okay, before we go back to HealthLink Jax, I want to put Trey on the spot just to get him riled up. How do you feel about the new Jaguar Stadium? He rolls his eyes.
Don't even get me started about that, man. Got to win.
Healthy or not healthy.
I think we're going to have an amazing facility and the downtown is going to be great, but I think it's going to be hard to get people.
You still
got to
win football games.
Yeah.
I'm going to get you two to do a residency there.
Yeah. Are they having tryouts yet? Like, when do they let us try out for the team?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go back to HealthLink Jax. I'm going to keep saying this over and over and over. So 904, where's the number? 904-925-CARE. Anyone that's uninsured in Duval County has access to HealthLink Jax, right?
Yep.
904-925-CARE, 24/7, 365 days a year. It is an incredible program. Just started. When did it go live with the city?
So we did a soft launch, started mid-July.
Okay.
So kind of got some key partners, really kind of learned through our processes, our patient services, what the scripts are, what we need to talk to people about, how they react to the phone calls when we're outreaching, all of those things. We officially launched October 7th.
So you mentioned the year, so, you have a year, yeah. Right, to potentially get two more years of this program.
Yep.
When did that clock turn on?
July 15th or whatever, so mid-July. You have
till July 15th of next year.
Yeah, June.
What's a win? Like, how do you say, look at this, we are crushing it at Telescope, mm-hmm. HealthLink Jax is working.
Matty T would kill me if I gave you the number we've been talking about. But, I mean, really, we really want to show an ROI, right? So we got a budget from the city. We want to tenfold it, right? We
want to make 10x sure, the budget
10x
they gave
the budget
you?
That oh, they boy. Gave us, right, in savings. So we can look at it and say, look, you have just saved this much money in uninsured care. And by the way, Hospital HCA, St. Vincent's, you know, Baptist, UF Health, Mayo.
All of them.
All of you have seen better utilization in the emergency room, right? And you've seen patients that are accessing care in the right way, because that's kind of the problem too, right? Is patients are accessing care in the wrong setting. And so we need to get patients to start thinking about, or people to start thinking about, how do you access in the right spot for you at that specific time? And the emergency room's not there. So I think we want to show a significant ROI to the city and our taxpayers, because we're all taxpayers here, right?
I don't pay taxes. Just kidding. Delete that.
The first delete ever.
So I think that's where the win is, right? And when we start to see all of the uninsured or a good significant portion starting to access us.
Okay. Have you heard of the term BHAG, B-H-A-G, oh, yeah. Big Hairy Audacious Goal, right?
Yep.
I love that term.
Yep.
So the city gives you this number. Your BHAG is the 10X that number they gave you?
Oh, I'd love it. So they gave
you
$5
million, you want to save $50 million.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
Good math, Trey. Good math.
Use the calculator for that one. Before I said it.
Earlier, it's 250K times 12.
Yeah, we didn't do that.
So.
Yeah, $3 million bucks.
So people love numbers and stories. So the pilot you had, you saved 500K in 2 months,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
So you multiply that by 12, that's what, 3 million you said?
I think 2.5 million. Yeah.
Again, that's taxpayer money. So someone who's uninsured, who goes to the ER, they cannot defer care. You have to give them care when they come in. Some people will pay that bill. Many won't. Who pays for it? Taxpayers. You got something to say?
You guys need to get a testimonial from the ER people that work there. If you're able to lower those numbers, be like, hey, our lives got better because of these guys.
You got it.
Yeah.
I want others to tell the success of this program beyond us, right?
Yeah. Yes.
I want us to say, look, we saved this amount of money, but I want pastors and faith leaders to say, we were able to offer something to our congregation. I met with a faith leader a couple of weeks ago, and he said, look, if I don't have a healthy congregation, I don't have a healthy church, right?
Yeah.
And so he wants, they do things, you know, food pantries and clothing pantries, or not pantries, closets, whatever, right? So they do it because they're trying to do it. So I want faith leaders. I want hospital executives and leaders. I want our safety net clinic providers to say, look, this program is invaluable to the city. We have now created a change for our city, and now we can look at the rest of the state and they can say, look, hey, Tampa, Orlando, Miami, look what we did here in Jacksonville. We created something completely new, and Telescope has the foundation. We know how to do it. Let's go out and do it.
You talked about
like I love church groups, right? Parts of town. How are you getting the information? So how are you spreading the word besides doing this radio show?
Well, I'm counting 100% on this. Right. I am 100%. I mean, you. I heard you have at least 2 to 3 million listeners. Right?
That's hysterical.
So, 2 or 3.
So. In pesos terms, yeah. Hi, Mom. I love you. By the way, I know she's
Aaron,
this.
Aaron Harris, our marketing officer, our chief marketing officer, doing a great job spreading the word. Right, Dalton is our communications
partner. Shout out to Dalton.
As well,
shout out. Right? Yeah.
And grassroots, right? So we're going to have social media. You'll see it on social media platforms. You'll see it. You've seen bits on the news. Dr. Joshi was just on News for Jax last week with Jen Waugh, right? I'm going out and meeting with people.
Hitting
I'm
the streets, talking to, you boots know, on the ground, it's, church leaders, billboards.
You know, if you...
Hey, put a billboard in front of an ER hospital, right in front of it, before you walk in there.
You're hired.
I couldn't have a digital billboard.
Remember the billboards I showed you?
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to say this live because it's like a verbal contract, but like, I might fund one of these billboards.
Contract, you got that?
The billboards I showed you before that like... You know, ER, not ER. Call HealthLink Jax.
$4,400 saved immediately.
Yep.
Oh, sorry, we get to talk about billboards. Okay, so again, HealthLink Jax. What about a website? If someone wants to research it, do they go to Telescope Health?
Nope.
Which, by the way, we got to talk about Telescope Health too. Go ahead.
Okay, so jacksonville.gov/HealthLinkJax.
jacksonville.gov/HealthLinkJax.
Right. One of the things you have to remember, right, we are Telescope Health. We are administering this program, but this is a City of Jacksonville program.
Okay. Right? Very important.
And so that's why it's a City of Jacksonville website / HealthLink Jax. Get covered Jax, right? Jacksonville.gov / get covered Jax. Find out about your health insurance options, right? So it's a city program that we are lucky enough to administer.
To facilitate, yeah. Well, so let's hit that just briefly. Not around, we got about 6 minutes. Telescope Health, which has been around for a few years. I mean, again, at least six years.
6, 8 years.
All right. Like that, I met Thompson in the height of COVID.
Yeah.
Like, I think I like this dude. So what does the Telescope team look like, right? So you have facilitating this on behalf of the City of Jax.
Yep.
You have nurse navigators that are doing what? So when someone calls this, what are these nurses doing?
Triaging, right? Triaging, talking to patients, figuring out what needs to do, answering medication questions. We could get a question at HealthLink Jax, and somebody just got discharged from the emergency room and they forgot that they take a medication already. And they get home and they say, can I take this medication and this medication? Well, you don't want to call the hospital and find out because that's going to take forever. You can call us. We can help.
You sure as hell can't call your insurance provider,
right.
By the way.
So, especially if you don't have insurance.
Yeah, correct.
So you can do that. So that's what our nurses do. We also connect really closely with the Jax Care Connect team. So we're able to get that patient information to a primary care medical home system, right? And so we can get them involved in that. So answering questions, triaging, and then helping to navigate. We had a 92-year-old woman called, and she wasn't sure. She thought she was scammed. Somebody told her that, Social Security was getting taken away and her Medicare was getting taken away. Somehow she called HealthLink Jax. One of the nurses called me. I connected her to ElderSource. And they've got senior advocates, right? And so they assigned her a senior advocate and kind of worked on her to figure out what's going on. So we get a lot of things. We've gotten calls about health insurance, and we connect them to, navigators.
212 benefits. I'm kidding.
So,
thanks for sponsoring the show, 212.
Yes. But we'll get a lot of different things. Our nurses are dealing with a lot of different people.
Let's talk about the physician side, right? So if they have a telephonic visit with a physician,
yep.
How many physicians?
God, we're Telescope 600? Health, so we probably have about 500 physicians through our parent company, Emergency
ERG.
Resource Group.
Yep.
And so we've got lots of coverage.
This is to emphasize, this is not idiots like myself, Trey and Justin, answering the phone and navigating these questions.
Not even me.
Not even me.
Right.
These are educated, intelligent people who understand this market, where to go, why to go, how to go.
And how to speak to somebody so that they listen and that they understand, right? That's a skill in itself.
Oh.
Just calling a number and having somebody that doesn't know how to communicate and doesn't know how to convey a message can be really terrible. And so our team does a great job of connecting with these patients and having repeat calls, because patients are calling back because they loved the experience and they're now viewing us as a partner in their health.
You've mentioned a couple names, right? So Dr. Thompson, Aaron, Dr. Joshi, you mentioned some city council people. Anyone else involved in this project with HealthLink Jacks, 904-925-CARE? Anyone else that's like, man, you are a huge part of this?
God, I mean,
your wife,
probably obviously. Too many. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Probably too many to mention because we only have a few more minutes still to the end of the show. But I will tell you, I mean, the safety net clinics have been awesome. The Agape and We Care and Volunteers in Medicine and
Sulzbacher,
Community Health Outreach, Sulzbacher, Mission House. I mean, these partners have been great. And they see this as a value to that, right, to their programs. So they've been a big part of it. Some city council members that have been integral in developing this program. Again, I don't want to leave people out.
Google it.
You know, this is a...
Which city council members were against this, man? Call them out. I'm kidding. Don't do that.
You caught me. I was just getting ready to say.
Oh, man.
No, It's a super collaborative community, right? And that's something that I've loved about Jacksonville. I've done this population health work for 10 years, and it's a very, very collaborative community. Lynn Sherman over at the city works with Dr. Joshi. Fantastic. I can call her up, and she knows people if I don't know them.
So. I love Jacksonville. I've been here since 2001. UNF brought me here. Swoop. We love saying that. It's a great city, right? So what's out there? What exists? What doesn't exist that we can help figure out? And I think what Telescope Health, which is awesome, and HealthLink Jacks tied to the city, that's pretty cool.
Yep.
And you said like 100,000 doesn't sound like a lot. That's a lot of belly buttons, man.
Yeah.
That's a lot of belly buttons.
Quick, 100,000 times 4,400.
Would be 4.4 million.
440K.
No.
4.4 million?
No,
it's more than
4
that.
4 million, right?
Yeah.
I think something like that. Let's just say a lot.
Somebody, a lot of money.
Per year.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
So, before taxes.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Don't ask us to do math, clearly.
That's I am bad. Not the math
Dude,
person.
We got to have them come back, though, and talk about the numbers as you guys start growing and
oh,
stuff
for
like
sure.
That.
I think that's one thing about Telescope. Dalton reached out. Like, what are your questions you're asking? I'm like, look, I've known these guys for a while. I think we know each other well enough. But I'd love, obviously, you're always welcome. Updates, what's changing, what's working, how can we spread the word on it? That's, I love to sit down with people smarter than me. You're close. But to talk about this city that we love, some people come from out of the state, what's happening, what's not, especially in healthcare. But I think that's a great idea.
I'll be back next week.
Next week? Do you have numbers?
we need some numbers. Hard on.
904-925-CARE. There was your phone number right there.
That's right. HealthLink Jacks, City of Jacks partnered with Telescope Health. Incredible people. 904-925-CARE. I have that memorized now.
2273.
2273. Or jacksonville.org/.
Jacksonville.gov.
Jacksonville.gov/. HealthLink Jacks. Check it out, especially if you're uninsured in Duval County.
Or you know somebody uninsured.
Or you know someone who is, or if you have questions, I'll share Paul's cell phone number. You can text him in the middle of the night. I'm kidding. I would not.
My wife loves that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Paul Sapia, Chief Health Population Officer.
Population Health Officer. Top,
that's hard to say. Chief.
It is.
Population Health Officer.
Yes.
Chipo. It's hard to say. Thanks for joining. That's What the Hell Just Happened.